This is KCUR. Over the years, Kansas City watercolor artist J.R. Hamill has captured many iconic regional landscapes with his brush, and Hamill's son, Alex, has followed in his father's footsteps. Now a new father-son exhibit will showcase the watercolor works of both artists. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
Large puffy clouds float overhead as artist Alex Hamill mixes water and pigment in the shadow of Liberty Memorial.
Bag of tricks, brushes, water for watercolor.
Alex is competing in a plein air painting competition, and he's trying a new medium, watercolor. It's a style of painting he knows well, but he's been reluctant to explore it until now.
And it's something I haven't tried in a while, only because Dad has kind of the crown on watercolor, so I thought I'd try it, get an appreciation for it. Maybe it's an homage.
Alex's dad is J.R. Hamill, known for Landscapes of the Prairie and the Plaza Shopping District. At 78, Hamill doesn't get out to paint as much as he used to, but the walls of his home are covered with the work of more than five decades.
I'm going to put a little more shadow back there behind that. Pick up some of that shadow. I don't need that much there.
Sitting at the drafting table in his studio, Hamill is working on a new painting of Parkville, one he hopes to include in an upcoming show with his son, Alex. Despite suffering a stroke 2 years ago, Hamill says he feels driven to keep working.
It's in your heart. It's something in your psyche that motivates you to keep going and keep working at it. The fact that people know who you are, maybe they have never met you in person, but they have some of your artwork, or they've given it as a gift or something like that. It gives you a real boost.
But being the son of a well-known regional artist is complicated. Alex is in his mid-40s now and says it took years before he felt comfortable painting in a medium so closely associated with his father.
That was hallowed ground for a long time, and there was nothing to be gained in that realm as long as my name was attached to the media of watercolor, because that's my dad's media, and that's what he does, and I need to find my own course, my own direction.
Alex's father, JR, says finding your own path in art takes time, persistence, and a lot of luck.
It's going to be bad some days, and it's going to be good some days, and you never know what it's going to be until you try it. You get lucky on some things, and that's the same way it is with watercolor. Alex, he used oils for a long time, and I think he could still go back to that just occasionally, but he saw me doing watercolors, and he finally just kind of moved over to try it, and he liked it, and I was really amazed and pleased.
JR says he was also pleased that Alex wanted to show some of these watercolors, and with him, at a gallery in Parkville. They've shown work together before, but never watercolors. Alex says he realized in the process that it was more than just a chance to show a few paintings.
This is a great opportunity to be with my dad. As we all get older, of course, we come to realize, you know, there are certain things that we do owe to our parents for what it was that my dad did to, say, inspire me to being an artist. It's time for me to return that favor and encourage him to recognize the artist he was and the artist that he still is in the work that he's created.
J.R. Hamill says trying to set a good example for a child without overshadowing him is an ongoing challenge.
That's kind of what you want to do, is get the next generation started and encouraged. And hopefully, if they show up an ability, he has a great imagination for things. He visualizes things really well and then does them. And some of them just amaze me.
Back at the plein air competition, Alex uses swift brush strokes to fill in the sky.
So we'll mix into that, try and get a little blue. To be an artist, because my dad's an artist, to be these things, they are unavoidable. You can put them off, but they're there, you know. It's in your DNA.
And as the sun slowly sinks behind the trees, Alex steps back to take a look at his painting before he picks up his brush again. Julie Denishay, KCUR News.